Yeah. How's it going, everybody? It is us, man. We're back celebrating the independence like we do. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show!
Wow, that sounded like Led Zeppelin. The Led Zeppelin version.
Led Zeppelin rocks. Led Zeppelin rocks. It's happening. My name is Joe Carabay. I'm a filmmaker. And across from me is one of the greatest cartoonists that you can possibly look at and witness every single week. Cartoon work every single week. Her name is Carolyn Bilewski. How's it going, Carolyn?
It's going pretty good, but I have mixed feelings about what's going on right now with me.
What's going on with you?
Because, like, on one hand, I'm happy. And on the other hand, mentally, I feel like exhausted.
Why is that?
I think I've been overworked, and this is like the 4th of July holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm still...
Here we are making a podcast and for all those millions of listeners out there.
I don't know. I still have some stuff to do and stuff, so like, I haven't really been able to just chill.
Well, it's good that you're able to come into the studio and take a break with us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always good to.
And also, in addition to that, like, something's going on with my back, and it happened a couple weeks ago, and then I guess like I did some DDP yoga and it helped a little bit, but now it's like coming back again, and it's like I really think it's from sitting for hours and hours every day.
We should definitely talk about that. Because, like, you know, back injury or whatever, back pain is no joke. But in the next 3 seconds, we have your segment.
Yes.
The Carolyn's News.
This is the news. Yeah. So, July 1st has come and gone, and that was the deadline for Magic Bullet number 9, which is our Western issue. So, actually, what I am working on this weekend is preparing that issue to go to print and working with Bijan, who is doing our production. So, I will soon be passing the files. So, you know, I'm working on that, and we'll post a list on the website as to who it will be published. And I will say, this time around, we did get a very large amount of submissions. Yes. And, you know, that means some people might be cut, you know? And I will say that is a good news. This sounds horrible from one end, but the more people have to cut, the better.
Yeah.
Because that means more people want to be included. So I will say that was great. And Andrew Cohen helped with the submissions on that, too. And we both reached out and grabbed as many people as we could. And we said, hey, submit. And we let the world know. So, yeah, I mean, it should be exciting. We definitely are at, like, no loss for submissions, you know? Like, there's plenty of submissions. There's plenty of the print. And they're actually, a lot of them, really great. Really, really great.
A
couple people, I have to actually research as to who these people are. I know one of them is from Richmond, did a really nice...
Well, that means it's getting out there, then.
Yeah, so...
Getting beyond.
It's getting beyond the D.C. area, which is, you know, our focus is Washington, D.C. area, and
the DMV, you know, the district... Maryland, Virginia. Or D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
We definitely focus on those creators, especially the ones, you know, we know each other in the area, and it definitely helps to get involved and come say hi and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do reach out, you know, Richmond. Like, I went to VCU. Bijan works at VCU, and we went to school together.
You went to VCU.
Yeah, I went to VCU.
You said you go to VCU.
Oh, I have a degree from VCU, and so I do have a connection to Richmond. I still pay attention to a lot of the people down there. And also, not only just that, a lot of people that submitted were people that found out about it from visiting a Curl Studio table.
Yeah.
There are some people from the New York and New Jersey area, and even Pennsylvania, because we do a lot of tours in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland area. So a lot of those people found out about Magic Bullet from getting a newspaper at one of our tables or at one of the other people's tables that has also been published, because it's a group effort for distribution.
Oh yeah.
So that deadline is over, and we're gonna have the Western issue out soon. I will try to give you a date as soon as I can find out. I do have like all the printer dates lined up and everything.
But July, but, is it looking like July?
Maybe end of July.
End of July?
Yeah. Which is good, because that's like a month earlier than last year.
Okay.
So, also good for the advertisers, because then they can get their word on the street out more. You know, for example, someone like Small Press Expo has advertised.
Is it going to be something where you're going to announce the when it's coming out?
For sure. And we're also going to have a meetup. Of course, every issue we always have a meetup that, you know, will be distribution, and everyone can grab a couple bundles and help spread the word about Magic Bullet and where everything is located. We take like Magic Bullet selfies, so the Magic Bullets are in front of the locations where they are located, where you can pick them up. We have them we print 5,000, and they're at bars and restaurants and comic shops and bookstores, anywhere you usually find like a city paper.
Yeah,
but it should be good. I'm excited to wrap up this issue. I think the Western theme is pretty rad, so I can't wait to see.
Because Westerns are pretty rad.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it all finally wrap up, but it's good. It's good to have that content, and thank you to everyone who did submit, because that shows that you're paying attention, and that is awesome that you went out and specifically made a page for Magic Bullet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that, we don't really have any tour information specifically right now, but most of it's in the fall. We're doing Small Press Expo, Baltimore Comic Con, and New York Comic Con. So that should be exciting. And I believe our New York Comic Con station placement is the same as last year.
Are we really at the same spot? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That corner?
Yeah. And so it will be Curl Small
Studio,
Press
the Curl
area.
Studio corner?
Yeah, Small Press area. I think the table number is 1162 off the top of my head. But either way, you can always contact me at info@curls-studio.com to find out more specific stuff, or if you have any questions, I'll be willing to answer.
Willing?
I'll read the emails.
Well, that's good to know you're willing to
pay attention as much as I can.
I'm really excited about that, because I actually think that's a pretty good, awesome spot to be, like, right at the corner, and that's basically like the center of the Small Press area. Is that what
yeah,
it was? Yeah.
Yeah.
Small Press area near Comic Con. I think that's like,
it's near the center, I think.
Yeah. It's I think it's a pretty fun spot, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm good. That's good to know, you know.
We'll be around.
So you say, and this is one thing I deal with a whole lot too, because a lot of times, you know, I've been adding this hashtag recently a lot to my work. Anything that I post on my Instagram at @astrayj. On Instagram is the shoot edit life, hashtag shoot edit life, because it's pretty much what I feel like. It's majority of the stuff that I do. It's like, oh, go shoot, then I edit. That's like, it's just this back and forth thing. But the editing part, you know, I enjoy that part. And that's fun and all. But after a while, it's the same thing. Like if I'm editing a film, if I'm editing photos, it still literally consists of me sitting, you know, and sitting in a chair and, for like maybe like a whole day or it's funny how like the way it is, it plays out for me. Sometimes it plays tricks in my head, how like even if I start editing, say at 3 in the afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'll be done at 3 at night. It feels like mentally,
so 12 hours.
It feels like mentally that I haven't been sitting there longer. I haven't been sitting there for long, because I'm like, oh, it's the afternoon. Oh, it's fun time. You know what I mean? Then your mind is like, oh, we're here in the afternoon doing whatever it is, and then editing. But then, like, say if I were to start in the morning, like it, and then end like it at, say if I start like at 8 and then end around like 8 or 9, it actually feels like I was working longer than I was, because like I left, like the whole day has already went by. You know what I mean? Like a physical visual day went by. But here, the situation that arrives is, still, no matter what, I'll still sitting there. I'll still compressing my spine for that long amounts of time. So it really didn't matter what my mind was really thinking. My body was still going through the same compression of that sort of time span. You know what I mean? And so, like, it really doesn't matter. So, like, I started to realize after a long amount of time, since I was working on a lot of films, when I'd sit there for a long time, getting all excited, sit down, and then for some reason, after several weeks of doing that, like, my back would really start to, like, I'd get this feeling sort of like, say, like, sometimes when your hand is, like, stuck, you know, like, for you, if your hand is stuck in a drawing position and your fingers are sort of, like, you're in still, like, that hand-holding position, for me, and you're like, oh, after a certain while, you're like, oh, my hand is like, you know, I can't like outstretch my hand because it's been such in that motion, that's such in that position. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That like it had to loosen up before it can get out, before I can really reach up. But see, like that's the same thing for me that happens for my whole entire back. You know, so like my back would keep in that position, and if it's in a bad position too, it's even worse. So it's almost like if it's in a bad position for those 12 hours, it just keeps staying in that bad position. You know, like a little hunch, like a side work, where that would start getting to me. You know, that start physically, like when I stand up. When I'd stand up, and if I stand up too fast, like my back sort of feels like it's like still in that wretch position, and actually really hurts to try to re-stretch out the spine because it's so stuck in being in that position. You know what I mean? And that's the part that really, and like you really don't want that. It's true when they're like you need to every hour take 20 minutes away, but then sometimes it's tough because like time goes by so fast.
Well,
you know, but for
one
me,
one thing I was gonna say about your hours is like if you're stuck there for 12 hours, you don't have a window in your edit bay, so Lord knows what time it is. You know, it's sometimes it's good working like that because I used to work like that in the basement drawing my comics in
the basement. I shouldn't really have a window in my edit suite anyway because I can't really see.
Yeah, well there's that, but also there's the time lapse of like not actually really knowing anything about like what's going on out in the world.
Yeah, I remember just recently like there was like people were saying like, oh man, did you see the storm that happened outside like this past week? There's like a lot of rain that happened.
It was a tornado
or whatever,
or something.
And then I was like stuck down there, and then I go outside, I had to go up, and then like everything was like sort of like dry, you know what I mean? And but like there still sort of felt like it was like, oh, like people were telling me this, they're telling me, oh, rain is coming, there's a rain that's coming. And so, like, when I was going outside, I started feeling, like, little sprinkles, you know, like, in my head. And I was like, oh, man, it must be coming now, you know what I mean? So I started to, like, rush. And then, to my knowledge, like, I actually missed the whole thing. And I got, like, the end sprinkles were, like, the end of it. And everyone's like, yeah, it totally happened. Like, it just happened now. I was like, what? Did it just happen? It already happened? Yeah, did you see the rain? I was like, I thought I felt a little bit of it, but apparently I missed it because I was stuck in my hole.
Yeah, I kind of liked when I was in the basement though, because you would just be in your zone and you had no idea about outside distractions. So that's nice though, but it is nice to have a window.
Is that something that's happening to you? Because you said now there's lots of drawing happening, a lot of sitting, all the jobs really just involve sitting.
Yeah, pretty much everything involves sitting, and also then, like, when this was happening earlier in the month, I googled something about, like, how often you should take a break from looking at, from sitting or looking at the computer screen, and there's, like, this article, I think it was from, like, a pretty legitimate, healthy source, but it was saying that you should take a break from your eyes, even looking at the screen, every 20 minutes.
I feel that too.
They said every 20 minutes you're supposed to get up and look like a distance, like look far away, and then get back to work. They said if you get up just to stand up, and I don't do that every 20 minutes.
Get up
for
just
sure.
to stand up.
I don't do that every 20 minutes. Like there's times where I would be sucked in the zone, and I could be like that for at least 5 hours, maybe longer, and I don't get up. And then when I do get up, sometimes I crack my bones or something, and I'm like, am I some old person? Like if this is how it's going to be now, like, I can only imagine working, like, another 30 or 40 more years until I have to, you know, retire. I just don't know what people are going to do in the future. Because you hear about, like, these people that have these, I guess, marvelous jobs, which I actually do love.
Marvelous.
I love my jobs, you know? Like, I'm not complaining about that, but because I know there are people that have to like dig ditches, do construction work. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm literally just sitting in front of a screen.
Like labor, manual labor.
Yeah, but I also like use my brain to the full capacity at this point now. Like it's like basically the brain is a sponge, and at the end of the day, the sponge is dry. It's wet in the morning, it's dry when I get home, and everything is used. So, I would say that is plus. But then don't they always say, like, you only use 10% of your brain anyway? So I'm like, what's going on?
I don't know who they is, but well, the scientists. Apparently they say, like, humans haven't been able, just like that movie Lucy that's about to come out, they haven't been able to fully utilize the rest of the 10% of the brain yet.
It's so crazy because...
Though I bet
I have. You mean the rest of the 10%? So we can
no,
do
the
90?
The rest of the 90%, oh, okay. I mean, sorry.
So we are only using 10%.
Yeah.
But yeah, like...
I don't know how they record that.
They have brain activity charts.
And they're like, oh, look, we're just using this small amount.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, like, the thing is I really use my brain to full capacity, and I'm thinking a lot. So, on the other hand of construction, it's like, that's physical, but then I still feel like, isn't it amazing how I'm not actually moving, but then I feel, like, exhausted, and my brain power is, like, diminished after 10 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that happens, because then...
Well,
what
controls the rest of the body but the brain?
Then this other thing I heard, I guess from some other scientist, that said... Really, you only have, like, 4 hours of, like, really good work mode. Like, if you were to just sit down and, like, solely focus on work, it's really... They said that the average human can really only do 4 hours because what happens is... I guess they study, like, athletes or people that learn music.
Yeah.
Intensely. Not just like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna go play b-ball, you know, whatever. These are, like, you know, people that are Olympic athletes or training who are trying to be literally the best person in the world. Or win a gold medal or something, you know? Yeah. They really can only go, like, 4 hours. But again, that's also, you know, they are performing and they're physically moving. So that's one thing. Maybe the brain can go longer. But there's some days where I'll go, like, 10 hours and then my brain will feel like slop.
Slop brain?
Yeah, it will just be like... It'll feel like it melted. You know?
Yeah.
So basically...
You never took that break, though.
I'm at that... Yeah, like, that's the point where I'm at, because, like, sometimes I feel like I can't take that break. Like, I should probably do it. But I feel like there's always something to do,
but see,
and
that's
I can't
the,
stop.
Maybe, see, that's the thing, is that, like, you gotta utilize breaks. You gotta... Even, like, a computer has to be refreshed sometime to bring it to its full potential, because you can't run it to the max at all times if you want to give 100%.
Yeah.
No matter what, If you're consistently going, no matter what, the moment you start doing something, your energy level goes down every single step of the way. So it's almost not beneficial to just go it until it drives down. It's almost like if you want to keep on going at like a fever pitch, at like at like 100% or 90%, you got to like run hard, take a break. And then run hard again, you know, so you can still keep up as opposed to, like, operating at a lower capacity.
Yeah.
Is that's the way I think. I'm like, when I start feeling mentally tired, I'm like, I feel like I need a break. I take that break. Because, like,
that's true, but what if you... See, you... I'm not trying to, like, rip on this, but you mostly work freelance, so... It's not like you have, like, a boss or somebody looking over you.
I mean,
they're like, oh, did I tell you to change that? Why aren't you changing that? Why are you going outside and walking around the block? You know, like, you can't do that.
Well,
so.
in a way, you can do that. Because, like, breaks don't have to be long walks. Breaks don't have to do that. You just... I always feel like there's moments, you know, when no one's really paying... I mean, they can't be on your back at all single times.
No, they can't. Or even if you go to the bathroom, sometimes
that's
I feel
bathroom
like that's
break.
A,
that's yeah. why it's called a bathroom
and
break.
But, like, literally, the bathroom is probably only, like, 20 steps away from me. So it's not that far.
I've used the bathroom as breaks. I've done many shoots where I've used the third floor as the legit break to be like, okay, I'm just going to... It's just like, oh, I need to get the fuck away from this right now. I need to go to the third floor.
Really, for me to, like, pee and come back, it really takes, like, 2 minutes or less.
Yeah, but no one knows that.
Yeah.
See, you're getting
maybe
too...
Maybe I just need to, like,
you're
find...
getting too mathematical about it. You're going to be like...
I'm not numbering.
If they ask me, how long did it actually take for you to take a piss? And you're like, well, it only takes you 30 seconds. Well, you should have been back here 30 seconds ago. Like, that's not... That's that's stupid. You can only... If they ask you where you've been, it's like, I was just in the restroom. So you say I can't take a piss? You know?
Yeah.
There's
definitely times where, like, not, this doesn't happen every day, but, like, for example, like, a couple times, like, I guess somebody was calling on me on the phone, and, I was actually heating up something in the microwave.
Yeah.
And it literally took, like, a minute, and then when I got back, everyone's like, so-and-so is looking for you, so-and-so is looking for you, and I'm just like, okay, I was just in the kitchen.
Like, yeah.
Like, in my head, I'm like, am I not allowed to go anywhere?
No, but it's like, you don't worry about those words, because at the end of the day, it's like, well, you need to heat some up in the kitchen. It's like, I'm not a fucking slave.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not a slave.
I don't think anyone necessarily is like that. It's just like, everything is so urgent.
But people need to understand, too. I mean, I'm not there at the agency or anything like that, but sort of like, things like, you know, like, there's logistical things like, I went to the restroom, yeah, I just went to get a drink of water. I can't have a water? You know what I mean?
No, no one debates that. No one's like, you can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's bullshit then.
Like,
so then there's moments where I think if you need to, there was a break.
I guess maybe I just feel guilty, though, because then I step away and then something happened. And yeah, then everyone's like, oh, this needs to be done.
Yeah,
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, it still needs to be done.
It's true. It's not going to...
Do you think 2 minutes... 5 minutes is going to be, I mean, it could be make or break, but it's almost at the end of the day, it's like, well, fuck it then. You know what I mean? I'm still alive. You're not going to die.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just at this point now where, like, I know I will overcome it eventually, but I feel worn out, but at the same time, I feel good. You know, I'm not, like, feeling bad, but my back is having this problem, so I guess I do have, it's a combination of things. I need to take more breaks. I need to, you know, look away from the screen every once in a while. Maybe not every 20 minutes, but... because sometimes you do get wrapped up in work, you know? 20 minutes goes by pretty quickly, and I don't think to look away, you know? But yeah, I would say, like, maybe even, I know one of my pals actually was having carpal tunnel syndrome, like, a couple of years ago, and she actually has this timer on the computer that tells her when to take a break.
See, I think those are legit things. Since we're all basically pros, professionals at our job, you know what I mean? And even though for me, it's weird to say this, but it's to say, well, we're professionals, we should know the stuff that makes us work at our finest.
Mm-hmm.
And taking those breaks, if you need to take those breaks, those are the things that help us work at our finest. You know, that's not... those are the things. It's like, oh, why do you do that? Why do you take like a 5 minute break to, you know, to walk around the room or... 5 minute break just to sit and drink a water. It's because that helps me be better. You know what I mean? And it's almost like, do you want me to be better? Do you want me to be the best?
Yeah.
It's like, those are the things that are part of the process. That's not, those aren't like just like all bullshit things. Those are part of the process. That's why we have lunch break. That's why we have those things. That's why, you know, but we have to be, as professionals, we have to know when we need to take those moments, too.
I will say, for the lunch break...
For the longevity of her.
I have been taking lunch breaks recently, but I probably went about 6 months with not taking a lunch break, and I would work right through it.
But see, I think, to me, that's part of you trying to be, like, hardcore.
It is, because you know why?
Hardcore is bullshit. No, smarter, not harder.
I agree with you, but the reason why... I guess I might have been doing that is because, first of all, we really did have a lot of work and it was nonstop. And then one day I did realize, I'm like, it's still going to be here. I should take a lunch break.
That shit's still going to be there. And if you're good, it'll have been done quicker. That's how
I'm not good enough.
That's my idea. There's a lot of things where like...
Oh, no, I'm not good.
I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about maybe the world. I mean, there's some people who work at a slower pace. Some people work at a faster pace. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like... I feel like if there's less drama, then maybe you're doing something really good. You know what I mean? Or I don't know. There's just different theories. It's like
there's no drama. It's just that there's always something to do, which is a good problem to have.
Maybe for me, it's just because there's a lot of times in my scenario where all of our shoots, every one of our shoots, whether I'm doing photo or film, is always under the gun. Everything we do is under the gun. It's like, oh, you're shooting with Torrey Smith. That's a great job. Yeah, but we only have him for 3 hours. And then like we had. You know, when we shot that Papa John's commercial, when we had Torrey Smith, everyone's like, oh, so you were shooting with a celebrity, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, but why are you here? It's like, what if his call time is at 1 o'clock, why are you here at 7:30 in the morning? It's like, well, we only have him for 3 hours. Why are we going to, you know what I mean? Why are we going to rush? Let's get our shit set up right. You know what I mean? And then be prepared for his 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's still, it's like under the gun. Even though if you have a lot of time, I feel like no matter what, all of our work is always under the gun. And my theory is this. It's like a sniper just has to use one bullet, right? Mm-hmm. But a less amateur killer has to use multiple bullets. So in my head, it's like if you were really a killer, you can get this shot. You can get this killed in one bullet. So that means if you can get it done in less time because you're fucking that good. Maybe that's me doing making my ego or doing anything like that, but that's always my mental challenge. It's like, because I'm always like, I feel like I have a big ego, and what the problem is, I also have my own other side of my ego challenging myself. You know what I mean? If I think I'm the best and I think no one else like can challenge me, then of course I have to challenge myself. And that challenge of myself is like, oh, that took you 30 seconds to set up that shot. I could have done it in 15. Why can't you get, you know what I mean? It's sort of just like, I think you can do it in 15. It's like, what made you slow down? You know, I mean, it's like, maybe I turned the screw with one hand. I'll try two hands. You know, it's like one of those things. It's like, it's a fun challenge to know stuff like that. But there's always things where, you know, you're under the gun, you know, how can you get it done faster, but smarter, you know?
Definitely. Well, another factor into like, I guess when I wasn't taking some lunches too, it's like, you hear about like other, there's a couple other, actually I should say not even just a couple, all of my coworkers are freaking amazing. And then you hear about a couple stories about people that work for 24 hours straight, or like they, other people just aren't taking lunches either, or like you're eating lunch at your seat, you know, and like you might take like a 2-minute break just to scarf it down. So like, how are you supposed to compete with stuff like that? It's like, you can't be the one that's like, oh, I'm gone for 30 minutes.
Yeah, but you could be the person that's like, oh, they're so good because that's why they can take that 30-minute break, because they're so good.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's just like, everyone's all like, oh, why are they going on a break? Well, because I'm done. Why are you still working?
The thing is, you're never done. Yeah, I've never been done.
You have a goal in which you want to get done by.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, everyone has that. It's like, to me, even when I was editing the AwesomeCon commercial or promo it's going to come out soon. You know, I had little mental benchmarks. It's like, all right, for this next hour, let me see if I can get like at least 45% of this percent like onto the timeline. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, take a break. Those are the things. I'm like, all right, for this next hour, I'm going to do this. And if I can't, well, I got to take a break.
Yeah, I have been pretty good of taking little breaks. Like, even if it's just getting up and walking around for 3 minutes.
I mean, even while we do this podcast, we have to sit for a whole hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like constant. No, this is like, the thing is that work
but it's
isn't
the sitting,
problem.
Though.
It's the sitting that's the problem.
Well, how are you sitting? How are you usually
sitting? I sit normal. This is,
what is
okay,
normal?
Here's the thing.
What is your normal?
Let me say. I did a Curls comic strip once. I don't know if anyone noticed it, because it was like a subtle...
curls-studios.com/curls.
It was a subtle joke within a bigger joke. But it basically had curls hour by hour at work. And at first she's sitting up straight, and then it goes down and down. Her back goes down and down and down. And then by the end of the day, she's more slouching. Do you remember this one?
Yeah.
Okay. And there was, like, a larger joke at hand verbally, but visually the joke was that she was, like, sliding down in the chair.
Yeah. Like, the longer she sat, the more she would just shrivel up.
Exactly. And that's how I think I sit. I think when I'm, you know, I get there in the morning, I'm sitting, I'm there, you know, I don't know if I'm exactly ready to go, but I'm going. I mean, it might take, it, you know, you, sometimes I usually am ready to go, but sometimes I might take like 15 minutes just to be like, oh, okay, what am I doing? But, you know, I'm pretty much sitting up straight in my opinion.
What type of chairs are you sitting in over your work? Over in the studio.
They are, I don't know what brand mine is, but the one I have is just like a standard work chair.
It's like a whatever chair. Is it actually back supporting?
Yeah, it has a back. It has a back support. It's not as fancy as one of those, like, I don't know how to pronounce them, but they're like those fancy like arrow chairs. It's not one of those, but it's like a black office chair with, there's padding. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what it's called though, but it seems like a fine chair.
Do you think it's set up at the right height? Did you set up at the right height?
I'd like to think that I did.
Are your legs? Because the way I think it, are your legs like at a right angle when you sit it down? Like when you're sitting straight normally and standing up, are your legs at a right angle?
I think so.
Like,
I'll have to check
or bent.
Again.
Are they bent or at a right angle? Like, can you just like if you sit normally and you just let your legs hang down low, are they just literally just like your feet touching the ground but without having to like bend your legs in a little bit? Or are they completely right angle?
I don't know for sure. I'll have to check when I...
I mean, you're the one who sits in it majority of the time.
I know, but I don't know if, like, my feet are flat on the floor.
Well, it's not about your feet being flat on the floor. It's about your knees being at a right angle.
I think they are.
So they're probably not at a right angle.
Like, right now they are, right?
No, they're not.
How are they not?
You tell me. Like, are they actually directly at a right angle? Look at your legs and your knees.
Oh, my knees.
That's what I said,
your
knees.
You mean like from my knee down?
Yeah, when you just sit normally, is your legs just like at a right angle, or are they bent in a little bit or bent out?
I would say I bend them in.
Yes, and that's not the... Like, that's sort of like... See, what that does, it sort of crunches your body.
Okay, so I need to go straight, like a right angle. Like a 90-degree.
Because for me, what I believe is when you sit like that and your legs are doing like that, because if they're bent... Then they're sort of like, you know, it's still compression. So if your legs are just like in a relaxed 90 degrees, then there's no stress on the knees. You know what I mean? And actually, you can support your sitting a little better.
Yeah.
That's why you have a height position. Like, say if I drop my chair down right now, I don't even know if I can. Yeah, see?
Whoa.
And then, like, it's like I'm lower, but, like, I can feel like there's a... You know, I can still feel there's a little bit of tension in my knees just because I'm at a lower position and my knees are, like, bent some.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's sort of like, to me, it's like they're still working. My knees are still working because they have to hold this position. And then my ankles are sort of bent in a little bit because I'm lower. So they're at more of, like, an off angle, like if you're just to lift your toes up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then also that means
those are working.
As a woman, sometimes too, you cross your legs.
Yeah, so
I heard that that's bad for you. I mean, it's
for long. These are things
for
a long
time.
Yeah, for long periods of time. So like the key is to put put as least amount of stress on your joints as possible when you're sitting. So everything should be positioned in such a relaxed position that nothing's like being tense. Like for me, this chair I have right now, it's not really back supporting because it just sort of digs back. That's why. You know, it doesn't really have, like, it does. So I have to force myself to sort of, like, I lean on the side, keeping myself up higher to keep my stomach from just being crunched in, because then that's what gives you that posture, weird posture.
Oh, my goodness. Because I think, like, also just by sitting there the whole day, like, my back just gradually, like, goes down.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
but,
so it's like 9 a.m.,
well,
12,
it,
you know, and
it
then
will,
it's going to go
also,
down, then
it
3.
Will, it will, and also because that, since it's, I guess, maybe it, potentially it's at such an... not comfortable position, and your body, that means your body has to work to keep itself up. You know what I mean?
That's what I think is crazy. It's like you're mentally.
But you can control
working.
Your chair, though. I was sat in those chairs. You can control the chairs.
Yeah, you definitely can. They have the height and stuff. It's just hard, though, to like just knowing in
like
my
you
head.
You can go in next time, go in and like customize your chair. that's the cool part when you realize, like, oh, this, I can do this all day, and you actually can. That's a pretty good feeling because you're like, oh, nothing's like stressed out, you know. Then you're like, then your body can actually sustain a lot longer.
I wonder if it's worth spending like $2,000.
It is. I don't know if it's worth $2,000
to get like that aero chair.
I mean, you'd have to still buy that chair, but
I bet it's like really nice.
But also before you do that, it's like, you know, customize your working environment. That's what I think is really important. That's why we have those parts.
Yeah. Because, like, I guess part of the issue, though, is also, like, mentally I'm like, man, this is hurting me, and then I'm supposed to be doing this for, like, 30 or 40 more years sitting every day.
And that's why now you should be customizing your chair to the way that you feel the most comfortable and nothing's being, you know, like, placed in a dramatic position.
I feel like you always hear about, like, online, they always have, like, these people that are touting, like, work from home. Have you seen those things? And then they're like promoting how like I work from home and like I only spend 3 hours a day working and my life is great and I can go out and play golf and go do this and go do that.
Yeah, but
then,
what do they do?
I don't have no idea, but I always
see like
they probably
just lick envelopes all day or something.
I always see like these scams of people that like, you know, do that. In my head I'm like, they make it sound like they're like life in 2014 now, you can do whatever you want and like you don't have to work an office job, you don't have to sit there all day long and this and that. But in my head I'm like, how do you get any work done then? Like sitting is like a physical part of every human.
Well, they probably have to. I mean, yeah, sitting is, you know what I mean? I swear, once you set up your chair properly, and like my chair is probably not even set up the best, yeah, I think you can definitely feel a difference because it's more comfortable. And then comfortable means nothing's going to be like, you're still gonna have to still make yourself sit up straighter, though. That's the main part. You got to sort of, you got to develop a muscle that keeps you from teetering over. That's the crucial part.
Yeah, and I definitely need to like work my muscles, because I've been, when I do the DDP yoga, I feel really good about it. But the thing is like, I haven't made time to do that every single day. And it does, I feel like it is helping to strengthen me. Maybe I just need to continue going as much as I can. Maybe if it's not every day, it's every other day or every 3 days.
Well, I was reading up on like when the Rock like injured his like after the John Cena match, and he injured like his abdomen or something like that. He like had like a tore abs, like he tore like a muscle in there, and that's why he had to leave really quickly. And you know, Mick Foley was talking about when he suffered the same injury, when he like tore like his abs, and he was like, just like, yeah, I don't even really have abs, but when I tore that everything hurts, because you use that for every, you use your ab muscle for everything pretty much. He's like, when you get up in the morning, use your abs, you sit up in a chair, you use that, when you know, so everything is used of your abs. So then it made me start thinking, is like, I was like, maybe I'm doing things wrong, because like a lot of times I'm just like, oh, I'll just, to get up in the morning, I'll just creak my neck forward and let that lead the way, you know what I mean? And then maybe that's putting my neck in a bad position in the morning. I'm just like leading it with like, it's like leading, you know, it's like almost like pulling someone by their hair, and that's how they're gonna get up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, made a conscious effort that maybe in the morning, instead of like pulling my head forward, like, or just, you know, in that weird position, I'm gonna basically just do like an Undertaker sit up. And then like when I start, and then like I made that like a conscious effort that time I'm gonna move. I'm gonna see if I can use my app, like my core, to move more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And in the back of my head, I was trying to, I had two goals, and these are two weird ass goals. It's like, one, I wanted to be able to do sort of like that have that core strength to do sort of like that move that Michael Jackson does when they do the tilt forward.
Yeah.
Because that's still like a back and muscle ab like core position that you have to hold.
Or you have to be an alien.
Yeah. And also, I want to do like the same thing what Chris Angel does, to put himself in weird positions to like sort of like hold
levitation.
Up. He needs to have the ab control, because it sort of helps you sort of float in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realize is that like when I started doing more of that, just unconsciously started using more of my abs to like more my stomach. You know, it's not like I have a six pack. I don't even have anything close. But like when you do that to like normally get yourself up, you know, or to get out of bed, or, you know, just take conscious of it,
mm-hmm.
you start to realize that you can actually, that's a whole new, another muscle that helps you move forward, that puts less stress on your back, which is really interesting.
The core is probably like one of the best muscles that you can, I guess.
It's a pretty big muscle, right?
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, I just thought it was fun to be able to like, be like, every single time I was like, oh, I can do like the Chris Angel levitation, like beyond that. And it's like weird, because it's like, if you, the more unconsciously that you start doing that, the more I feel like it becomes stronger. Even though it's like having the diet, the shredded diet is what gives you those abs, but you can still build the strength. You know what I mean? And I mean, slowly you start to realize, oh, it is pretty strong, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. And that also like,
it helps you not to be just like
a
limp.
But the whole spine, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's the major supporter of the spine. This is spine. It's not a muscle. It's like a bone and a nerve. But what you need to support is what's around it. Just pretty much, like, I feel like pretty much is what the, what's it called? That girls wear around the corset.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You mean that's pretty much how abs should work. Like, that's what it's supposed to do when it goes around, and it's supposed to support that. I was like, I don't want these girls just work on their core. Like all these other like hardcore athlete or these in-tone girls.
If you wear a corset every day, doesn't it change your internal organs?
It does, but also I feel like, does it really sort of, it's a cheat way of supporting too, because I understand what the girls like the look, but also I feel like once you take it away, you're not really building muscle around it either. You just sort of slump over, because there's no muscle that was built. It was just like, if you have like a brace.
I think that most keeps you girls that do wear a corset now, it's like for an event or Halloween or something. It's more of like a one day thing. It's not like they wear it every day.
Yeah, but I feel
some
like,
people do.
But
I guess,
feel like in a way, it's also like, you know, be cool if you build somehow. You know, maybe it's tough too, but you know, like getting that strength. I'm not the best strength guy in the core either, so I'm not sure we're talking. But I know that the difference between having it feel good and feel bad afterwards.
Yeah, I don't really know like any women that have a six pack or have some type of like major intense core. At least, I mean, not like I go around looking at everyone's stomachs or anything, but I just don't really know. I know that those people do exist, But I just don't think I know anyone like in personally? Real life. Yeah. Like, I don't, even guys, I don't think I know many guys, like, in real life that were, like, have that. Maybe a couple. I think more guys do than females. But not many females have, like, that ab, you know, really tracked
the
down.
Shredded.
I mean, I know a couple of women who are
one of the toughest ones to keep going.
But they're very active and they are athletic, but they don't have the shredded ab look.
Well, the shredded ab look is sort of a temporary thing. You can't really just keep it. That's like, you got to like continuously build on that. But the strength, though, you can still have the strength that it comes from.
Yeah, I need to work on that. Again, another thing to do.
No, but it's not another thing to do. You can't just put it on a list, a to-do list.
It's not a to-do
list.
These
to-do lists are like bullshit in a way. You're just like, oh, it's another thing I got to do. If it's another thing you got to do, you're probably not going to do it. Like,
that's
mentally,
not true.
It's true, because if you keep on putting it on a list, stuff like that, you're not, it's going to be like another like burden.
It's actually a lifestyle change that you need to do.
That's what I'm saying. If you subconsciously try it without making like, now it's another thing I'm going to do today, it's maybe that's the best way, as opposed to being like, okay, now it's time to do this. You just sort of got to blend it into the lifestyle.
Yeah, because I don't want to end up being like a hunchback of Notre Dame.
Because there's a lot of girls that I've seen that have that. You know, they're just like, I don't even know what it is, but it's just sort of like they have a slight hunch. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I can see that in the future, not really like building great to it. That's not, you know what I mean? It's just like the shoulders will go down. I'm just like, ah.
Basically, what I've realized.
I like posture, so.
What I've realized really is that there's no way in my profession getting around sitting. I'm sitting in front of a screen all day designing.
Maybe you can get that ball.
Maybe. I don't know if that will help that much. It's still sitting a lot.
No, but it's less stress, but also what it does is forces you to sit up straighter.
Well, one of my coworkers has it, and I think she likes it, but then one of my guy coworkers, he started using the ball, and he only did it for maybe like 4 or 5 months, and he said it was actually hurting him, so then he stopped using it. So.
Well, how do we know if it's actually hurting him?
He said it didn't feel good, so.
Well, how do I actually know that? Because people misdiagnose things all the time.
I have no idea. It's what I'm telling you.
He's probably
you
like, I'm tired of seeing this ball. And maybe he didn't. Also, you got to get the right size ball, too.
Yeah, I don't know. But basically, what I'm getting at is, like, there's no way around it. I'm going to be sitting all day for 10 hours. I'm going to be sitting in the car. And then I'm going to, you know, for another hour.
That's
and
why
I'm
going to
come home and sit and eat dinner.
You got to have
the
nice
come
shit.
Home and
you,
draw.
You got to have a nice chair. Maybe that's the first step, because what's the chair you usually use for drawing? Just like an old wooden, you know, old vintage chair with no like padding.
There's padding.
It's not padding.
I put a blanket over the padding.
It's not really, there's no support on that chair whatsoever. Well, that's like the worst chair to sit in.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I sat in that chair. It's a horrible chair.
I like it.
Well, then good. Then there you go. Two ends to
means.
But
you know what? I never.
But I doubt it supports anything
for long
periods of time.
I'll tell you about that chair, though.
That's not meant for long periods of sitting.
I'll tell you about that chair, though. I never sit back on the back. And that's probably why I'm hunching.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe I should invest at least in a chair for cartooning.
Yeah, because you're a professional, so.
So maybe
you have to do things that sustain your professional, you know, your professional standards.
Yeah. We shall see. I'll look into investing in a chair for home. Cause I have the ball at home, but I like to just do exercises on it. I don't want to sit while I'm drawing on a ball. Cause I've actually tried that and it's too jittery to hold a pen.
Well, you know why it's too jittery?
Because my core isn't...
Yeah.
Well, see, maybe I'm not at that level to have a ball while I'm inking.
No, maybe the thing is, though, the more you do it, you'll strengthen the core. That's what it's supposed to do. That's why it's jittery. It forces you to have to be straighter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not about, like, sitting on there and all of a sudden it's going to be perfect. If it's like that, then there's no actual workout or anything being strengthened. It's like the fact
that... Yeah,
but
I don't think you can do art sitting on the ball.
You can do
anything. You're going to get jittery.
You can do anything. You can do anything you want. You can do anything. You can do art, while doing a handstand. What I'm saying is the process of the ball, that big style, yoga ball style, is to me, is that people be like, oh, it's jittery. It's because you're not balanced. You gotta train yourself to be balanced. That's what these things are for. It's training you to be balanced and stronger. It's not being like, not, you're not gonna sit on it and be like, all of a sudden everything is perfect.
See, but also I don't think you're supposed to be on the ball for 10 hours.
You're not supposed to be on anything for 10 hours.
Yeah, but like people that work on the ball, which, you know,
you still gotta get up and relax. It's still sitting.
Yeah, I know that.
Stop, you're just making excuses for everything now. That's just, like, you're just, everything, you're like, well, that means we got, that takes effort. That, do you mean I gotta sit on that?
Wait,
that,
you mean I have to stand up
you
now?
You mean I gotta do something? Everything's like, just, you just want to float and wall, and do the people like wall, and you just get fat and just be like, levitate everywhere and not feel anything.
I don't want to be those people.
Just remember, it's funny. It's funny how a lot of people will make fun of these people. Like, well, if I, you know, like, look at all those people all getting ripped and worked out, you know.
I
wasn't talking about you. Of course, everything's about you. But this is not, I was talking about you.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is people always do that and be like, well, if I had the time to do that. Well, they bust, and, you know, they always make it into some sort of insult. You know, it's like getting ripped and doing all that. It's like, well, then, you know, that looks like it's difficult and work. Because it is fucking work. Because, yeah, like, when you're working out, it's called working out for a reason. You know what I mean? It's called, you know, putting the work in.
Building up a sweat.
You can't make a new muscle without breaking the muscle down and letting it grow bigger. That's what it does. To break down the muscle, you gotta, like, work it. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's my idea. The way to make a muscle bigger is you gotta work it till it tires. And then when it relaxes, and when it has some rest, when it's resting, it grows and gets bigger. The same thing with the brain. If you are doing the same mental process over and over again, it's not getting a workout. It's staying the same, and then it doesn't grow because it's not learning anything. But when you do something that's challenging it, and then like tenses the muscle, you know, and works it, and then when it gets time to relax, then it'll relax, and then when it gets ready to fight again, it'll be bigger. Yeah. Because it grew.
My brain,
that's how they work.
Yo, my brain in the past year, I think, has grown probably like 100%. 100% bigger.
Yeah. 100%. 300%, just like the Grinch.
That doesn't make sense, does it? 100% bigger?
Sure.
Or it grew 100 times?
Sure.
Grew 100 times. That's how it feels. Because, like, my brain was not being exercised to during the day, I guess. At night, maybe it was, but... But now, I feel like my brain has grown, like exactly like you said, like the Grinch. It grew 3 sizes that day. Like every day.
On that day, the Grinch grew 3 sizes.
The heart of the Grinch. But with me, the brain has grown 3 times every day. And so in the past year, that's been pretty good. I mean, I like how I have exercised my brain, but now it's time to exercise the spine and the back.
Or to make it stronger.
Yeah, I need to get strong. I think I'm doing okay. It's just going through like a bout of time where it's just tremendous hours of sitting.
Also like the mental part of it too. If you're not like enjoying what's going on right now, I know for me that also like makes me like sit a certain way, be like, oh, fuck this. And then if you do that for long periods of time, that makes, you know what I mean? If you're, the project or what you're working on also affects your body at the same time.
Yeah.
Because that's your emotions.
The project is good. I just am sitting for too long without taking breaks.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. But I hope to train and hopefully it will get better. You know, I honestly don't know if I can make the time to train every day for it, but I will try to do it every other day.
Train? What are you training for?
Like do stretches, do the ball, do
those are things you need arches to do. Those are things you just have to do. That's part of the process.
Yeah.
Let's make it part of the process. Just like when, you know, just like when CM Punk, before every match, he does that wrist warm-up. That's part of the process.
And a lot of these stretches don't take as much time as people think.
It's like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
30 to 15 seconds.
It's just a matter of getting up and walking around sometimes.
It's just a matter of someone wanting to do it. It's just a matter of doing it, is what it comes down to. That's how it is.
Maybe the problem is that my brain grew so big
that now you it has the balance
to
have.
Yeah, and like it can't actually stay on my neck, and then it's hurting my brain.
Yeah.
That could have been the problem.
Probably.
That's what I feel like is going on. The bobblehead.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is our show for this week. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Happy Independence Day. Happy Independence Day to all of you who are listening. It's always wonderful that you're all listening. Wow, 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 wow. Check out the Carolyn and Joe Show at carolynandjoeshow.com. carolynandjoeshow.com. Also, check us out on Stitcher and iTunes. Check me out at joecarabello.com. I'm thinking about updating a little bit. Slight update. Make an easier update. joecarabello.com. Also, goastray.tumblr.com. one-shots.com for some of our awesome films. And, of course, this show is brought to you by Astray Productions. And don't forget to check out Karen Bolesky's work. The wonderful girl who's busting her back for you guys, making free and awesome entertainment. Soon to not be free, but it's giving smiles for everyone. So, curlsheffinstudio.com/curls. Check out our new comic strip every Monday. What else? curlsheffinstudio.com. Anything else, Carolyn?
Be on the lookout for Magic Bullet number 9, the Western issue. Soon to hit the streets, probably by the end of this month in July 2014.
That's right. Don't be afraid to pay for all the good stuff out there. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. See you later, Carolyn.
Adios, amigos.